So I plan to give Shir also tomorrow night, and then I think the night afterwards I'll take a little break. It's going to be the night of Bedikas Chametz. The week afterwards I plan to give Shir during Chol Hamoed as well. So please send in the topics. I've got a number of suggested topics, so we'll keep it going. So tonight I'm going to speak about making a siyum for the Tainus, and then tomorrow night I plan to speak about the various halachas of tefillah, davening in the house, you know, Hallel and Tefillas Tal over the Yom Tovim. That seems to be the plan. There was a suggestion speaking about Shiurim of Kezias and Revius. Maybe I'll try to squeeze that in. We'll see. Maybe I'll do a special Shiur. We'll figure that out. But tonight's Shiur sponsored for Refuah Shleima for Chaim Lazer Ben Pesha. So tonight's topic is about a siyum, in particular this year, the strangeness of the siyumim taking place over Zoom or phone. Is that something that's acceptable for a for the siyum for the tainus? So what's the tainus? So let's just a basic background of the tainus. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Taf Ayin the following: that aser, or rather habechoros misanim ber Pesach. The practice is that the firstborn are have a custom to fast on Erev Pesach. Bein b'chor me'av, bein b'chor me'em. Even if it's only a b'chor from the mother's side, that also requires, he requires to fast. V'yesh mishomer, there are those who say, afilu nekeva b'chora. Even a firstborn daughter requires to fast, but v'ein ha'minakei, the minak is not that way. So just the oldest, the b'chor in the family. The Mishabura says, why not the oldest, the God of Habayis? Even the God of Habayis should be chayiv. The Medrash says the oldest person in the house, even if he wasn't a Bechor, died in Makas Bechoros. So they say, because we're not being so exact about who the Bechor was, who died, it's just a remez ba'alma of some sort. But either way, these are the Bechoros that have to fast, a firstborn son, either from the mother or from the father. Now, the it's brought down further in the Shulchan Aruch, that let's say you have a Nogin Kisha'a Bechor. Let's say the father's a Bechor. I'm not a Bechor. But let's say the father's a Bechor, and he needs to fast for himself. And he has a son who's also a Bechor, but that son is too young to fast, so the practice is that the mother says the Ramah. Ha'em Mis'ana Tachas Bena. That the mother is supposed to fast instead of the child who's too little. Kisha'dayin Katan. And ima einav a bechor. If the father's not a bechor, then the father could fast for the son. But only if the father himself is a bechor, the mother needs to fast. Now, the Mishabura says the minhag is not that way. The minhag said that women don't fast regardless, and the father, if he's a bechor, is able to kill two birds with one stone. By him fasting, he could fast both for himself, and at the same time also for his son. Now, this fast was taken very seriously by many of the poskim. The Mishabura brings down from the Maharil that the Tainus Bechorim, you have to finish the whole fast until Tseis, until Leil Seder, and unless a person's got a headache, you really shouldn't break the fast. So now, it sounds like a very serious thing. That being said, the Mishabura writes that the practice is to be very, very lenient with regards to Sudas Mitzvah. So it goes down, what's considered Sudas Mitzvah? Certainly a bris milah, certainly sudas pidyon haben. Then he writes, there are those who very make it with regards to a siyum. Making a siyum on a masechta, they have such a practice. He wasn't so comfortable. But the Mishabura says, v'chei nogin kayom bekama mekomos. Many places have the practice to be lenient with the siyum of a masechta. Why? Even though the Bechor himself didn't learn the masechta, because since he's next to the Messiah, he's a mitzvah with the siyum, the suda, he's considered he's good enough, and that's been the practice. The practice is clear from the Mishabura. Shemis kabsin le Messiah, kodim shesiyum. You gather together with everyone who made the siyum, and you make a siyum masecht in front of them. Those who hear could partake in it, they make a little suda, and you're able to break the fast. So that is certainly the practice everywhere in the world that I am familiar with. They make a siyum. So why are we so lenient? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, if you look at the Mishabura initially, it was a very serious fast day. They would mashlim the fast day. So what changed? So the Aruch HaShulchan says what changed was nowadays we're so weak. Erev Pesach, we're busy, you know, cleaning up. We're busy doing bir chametz. We're busy cooking. Everything we're doing, we just can't handle a fast anymore. That's why the practice has become to now take it easy and rely on the siyum. In fact, the Yushalmi says that there is no such practice. There's a discussion, but the Yushalmi Pesachim says the practice is not to fast. So that's the practice. We do a siyum instead of fasting. So what's considered a siyum? What constitutes a siyum? So there are many different different opinions. Now, everyone agrees that a seam, I got this a few of these questions already, there's a seam on a mesechta on a Mishnah. Does that qualify? And the post can say it does not qualify. A seam on a Seder of Mishnayos qualifies, or a seam on a mesechta qualifies of Gemara, but not of Mishnayos. So someone asked me, if you can't do a seam on the Mishnah, can you make a seam on Mesechas Tamid? Mesechas Tamid is the smallest mesechta we have out there. If those who remember from Daf Yomi, it's not a standalone Masechta. It starts with Me'ila, then goes to Maseches Kilim, and the Daf continue to include Tamid and Midos. But Tamid is not a standalone Masechta. It doesn't start from Daf Beis, it starts from like Daf Chaf Ches or something, in the middle of Me'ila and Kinim. The Poskim say, since there's a little bit of Gemara in Maseches Tamid, that too qualifies. So if you're looking to try to get a quick semen, Maseches Tamid is the way to go. But it has to be a Masechta on a Gemara or a Seder Mishnayos. Rav Moshe spoke about, what about the seam on a Sefer of Tanakh? Will that work? He says it will work. Even if you have a chevra of people learning different psukim and prakim, that will work also as long as it was learned a piperish of a Rishon, a Rashi, or whoever, the Radak. He was not a fan of the the people's own thoughts and themes in Tanakh. Has to be a true perish as to what's going on in Tanakh. What Rav Yashiv says doesn't work is for people to split up a mesechta, and this guy takes Daf Beis, that guy takes Daf Gimel, that guy takes Daf Dalb. That, he says, does not qualify. But whatever does qualify, certainly does work to end the fast and to partake in the seam. Now the big question is, what makes you part of the seam? If Ruvain is making a seam, how am I allowed to partake in the seam? So there's a chakira in the poskim. Is it based on the Sudas Mitzvah? I ate at his actual meal? So when he did Sudas Mitzvah, you could continue eating even when you get home? Or because when he makes a Yomtif for the Seam. For this guy, when he makes a Seam, it's a Yomtif for him, for Reuven? So now I'm Mitzarif in his Yomtif. What's the Nafkamina? Let's say you missed his Seam, but you showed up for the Suda, will that work? Or let's say you showed up for the Seam, but you missed the Suda. So if it's all about being there for the Yomtif, as long as you're there for either the Siyam or even for the Suda, some time in him celebrating his Yantif, you are able to end your fast. But if it's all about being mitzdarif on the Suda, so if I missed the Siyam, I walked in on time for the Suda, that will be sufficient. I started the Suda's mitzvah with him, and therefore I could continue eating the rest of the day. They talk about other scenarios, but the big shaila is, let's say you're not present. You're not present with him. You're on a Zoom. You're on a phone. Is that good enough? I'm not there to partake in the Suda. Will that be sufficient? I'm not there to celebrate with his Yontif. I'm not there. Will that be sufficient? So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes before Zoom that with phone calls, if a person's in Shas Adchak, if you have no choice, you can't make it to a Siyam, you can listen on the phone B'Shas Adchak, and you can rely on the Siyam, and certainly Zoom will work as well. I just heard today, in the name of David Feinstein, however, he's very against the Zoom meetings. Why? Because he said he's concerned that people are not going to know that the Tainis Bechoros is a very low-level fast. As we pointed out, it's a very low level. Now, what are they going to do? They're going to say, in a few months from now, it's going to be the 9 days. You know what? I'm going to just zoom into all these siyumim and knock off all the fast, the no meat during the 9 days, and they're going to make a whole big joke of the 9 days. He preferred saying, you know what? Don't do any siyum. And just explain to them that the siyum, the tainus b'choros, is a very low-level tainus. And just don't fast. You don't have to fast. The Aruch HaShulchan says we're 2 weeks to fast. The Yushalmi says we don't have a fast in the first place. Better to explain to them that this is a low-level fast than for them to rely on Zoom and then somehow misunderstand and start doing Zoom meetings for a 9-day seam. That he was very concerned with. That being said, it seems to be accepted amongst many, many of the shuls that they are going to have these Zoom meetings, and I think we will understand that these circumstances are very different than what's going to be, hopefully, by the 9 days, and we won't have to rely on the CMM in a Zoom meeting. But that being said, it's an opportunity for us to really strengthen our learning. I mentioned before Maseches Tamid, we're now in today's Yud Aleph of Nisan. You got Yud Aleph, you got Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. If I could encourage you to learn a couple of Daf and Maseches Tamid, they're not hard, they're not long, maybe there's a good chance to do an actual seam in your home to inspire yourself, inspire your family, not to put too much pressure, just a suggestion if you want to, but maybe it's a good opportunity to be mechazik the learning and have an actual seam in the presence of your family. If that doesn't work out, you certainly can and should come and join the Zoom meetings for the seumim. So everyone have a wonderful night, and we'll be in touch. Kol tov.